What's going on, guys?
Raise your hands for questions, please. We'll use the mics.
Jimmy, I know last week you were talking about the slow start. You were able to pick it up in the second quarter. How would you compare this week to your performance last week?
It was still not our best start. I mean, we started with another three and out, which is never good. But, after that, I think we got in a nice rhythm offensively. And, I mean, obviously the defense playing good always helps us. And, it's just complimentary football.
Hey, Jimmy, you always talk about how you prepare the same way for a game no matter what. I guess tonight was a good test for that. Just when did you find out that you'd be starting, and how did you handle the whole situation?
Yeah, pretty suddenly before the game. Didn't think I was going to, and then some stuff came up and, got tossed in there. So it was a good test, I guess, and just always keeps you on your toes, kind of just how coach always preaches. You never know when you're going to go in or when your number's going to get called. Just you got to be ready for it. I haven't even got a chance to yet. I found out literally right before the game, so it was pretty sudden.
Jimmy, I wanted to ask about the first two drives, really. I mean, you didn't come away with points in one of them and settled for a field goal, but moved the ball really well. Mm-hmm. And then finally the two-minute drive just before the half. Can you talk about the good things in those and some of the things you wish had gone better?
Yeah. I don't know exactly what we were in the red zone tonight, but we just got finished some of those drives. I mean, we got the ball down there. We were moving it well. I had some long drives, just a lot of plays, and we got finished at the end. But the two-minute drive before the half was we executed pretty well, all the way around across the board. Just, good play calling, got the ball in the end zone. I mean, that's always what you hope for, and then the 2 point to top it off.
I'm going to ask another. Why was the running game so effective tonight relative to the way it was last week?
I mean, those big guys up front did a heck of a job. Running backs, I mean, really it was everybody. But just, it's a mindset that those big guys have up front. They really take it personally and really came out tonight firing.
Jimmy, two-minute drill is one of the, obviously, the key situational elements that Bill works on. Your two-minute drill before the half, take us through it and what you gained from it and what you took from it.
Like I said before, I mean, finishing with the touchdown is obviously what we wanted to come away with. I forget how many seconds exactly, but I think it was like 12 or 30, something like that left on the clock. And, I mean, taking the last shot, especially in the first half like that, is really what we always try to do. We don't want to give them another opportunity to score. So, it was executed pretty well. So, it's just something good to build off of.
Jimmy, how would you describe the development of A.J. Derby, and what kind of rapport have you guys developed during the course of this training camp preseason?
Derbs, he's coming along. He had an unfortunate injury last year and everything, but, he's coming around, and he's made some impressive catches this preseason. All the tight ends as a whole have been working really hard, and, they're getting an opportunity right now.
Hey, Jimmy, could you talk about your offensive line tonight and how they were performing?
Yeah, it's always a nice feeling when you walk away feeling good from the game. No bumps or bruises or anything, and you owe that to those guys up front, running backs, tight ends included. I mean, they all blocked really well for me tonight, and it's always a nice feeling having that.
Talked about last week sort of learning from some of the early struggles and being able to, I guess, rebound later. Was it similar in a sense with the struggles in the red zone, those first couple of drives, and then, when you did get back there later in the second half, you sort of improved?
Yeah, sort of. It was just a little bit of a different philosophy, I guess, the next couple times we got down there. And, it's unfortunate that we didn't come away with points the first couple times down there, but, it's just there's always room for improvement, obviously, and you want to finish with touchdowns, and good teams do that. So we got to get there.
Like a shooting gallery now. All right, just two quick throws I wanted to detail. One was a check down to James White. Looked like a check down. Mm-hmm. Did he get some yards on? And then the touchdown throw to Derby squeezed in.
The one to James. The one when he was tackled.
He was
the
in
one.
The flat. Yeah, I think no. When he was in the flat, you rolled and you had Bennett here, and then. Excuse me, it was Bolden. Bolden checked down.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he made some nice moves after that one, too, if I'm thinking of the right one.
He was out on the right, he rolled, and it looked like there was some pressure into him.
I'm thinking. I'll trust you on it, Tom. But, no, I mean, all the running backs, I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact play, but all the running backs as a whole, I I mean, they did some nice things after they caught the ball. I mean, James, the one I'm thinking of, he got down to the 1 yard line. I mean, he's gotten some tough calls getting down at the 1 yard line the last couple of weeks. But and then AJ on the touchdown play, he had a nice grab. I didn't really see it, but I heard he took a nice hit after too. So it's always nice to have a guy making a catch after he gets hit like that.
Thank you, Jimmy.
So all right, thanks, guys.